Welcome to the Tansen Talk Show. I am Brandon K. Hedgeth, the host of the show, and I'm so glad to be here today, ending out our winter season, continuing on our mission to bring people together. I am so excited to have a conversation with Jonathan. Welcome so much to the show, and I'm glad to have you on.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome, and I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. And so, first of all, how's your day going thus far?
It's been great. Got, you know, first few days of classes going, big news out of my football community, and then just had dinner a little bit ago, so I cannot complain.
Well, that is awesome, and I'm so excited for us to dive into this, but first and foremost, if you're able to introduce yourself for the watching and listening audience.
My name is Jonathan Dowd. I am a current student here at Old Dominion. I am a fourth-year senior, and I have two more years left, so I will be a super, super senior, as I put it, no Hulk serum here. For those who do know me, and for those who don't, if you're not familiar, let's get familiar. I am the co-host, co-founder, co-CEO, and designer for the Ballin' in Burgundy podcast. Yeah, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter. And I'm also a freelance graphic designer over on Instagram at JRDArt18. You can follow me all over there, all of those socials, and shout out to the fellas over on BIB.
I love that. And I have had a chance to tune in to, like I said, to some of your shows, and it just really is just so fun.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I guess I will actually start there. And so what really brought you to wanting to make the show and, like I said, being a co-producer, co-creator, and all of the amazing stuff for Ballin' in Burgundy?
So originally I had never done podcasting before, and I was following a group who did the Command Central podcast over on Instagram that has now since been disbanded. And they're looking for guys, you know, to be guests on and future hosts. I was like, hey, I am free. I love to talk ball. You know, can we get into it? So one of the fellas I've been following for a while, Justin, shout out Justin. He's a firefighter, so credit out to him. He was like, yeah, if you're available on, I think it was like August of 2021. I was like, yeah, I'll hop on. And we got into that, and I became the third host over there. And then I took over the editing. And then it became me and Justin doing Command Central for a while. And then around around October, November of 2022, we decided, hey, we can't do this any longer. The guy didn't want to give up the old channel. So we went out, created BIB, created Ballin' in Burgundy. After some long, tenacious talks for weeks about names and branding, created BIB, got the first video up. It was November like 16th, 2022. And then the first ever guest and the first ever episode of the Ballin' in Burgundy podcast, which was like November 22nd, 2022. It was Commanders or the Washington football team versus the Indianapolis Colts. And it was the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And our first ever guest was a YouTuber, comedian, and entrepreneur, the Chiseled Adonis. Shout out Chiseled. Love talking with him. Love following with stuff. If you guys haven't already, go follow him over on his stuff. And then we kept doing this. We did for a while. Added Andrew on around midway through BIB. He became our third host. And then added Chris, our fourth. And been doing this like since November 2022. So we're going on our 14th month on YouTube, on Instagram. We added a TikTok, and then within the last month, we've added our Twitter account.
I absolutely love that. And I guess, how did you all grow from just the both of you hosting and creating the show to now, I believe, the four of you?
So it really went from me and Justin. It went from me, Justin, and shout out Nick. I still love him. Unfortunate it happened this way, but it was the three of us over on Command Central. We had a few guests, and then it became just me and Justin. And we already talk during the day, whether it's through text. So we know how we each other speak, what our mannerisms are going to be. So then we started adding guests, break it up, get some laughs in, get some other opinions. And then we created BIB. We wanted something different. So we added Chris, we added Andrew on, who is younger than I am. He is in his senior year of high school, if I'm not mistaken. And he's what I call our West Coast operative. Out there. So we added him, and he does a great job adding a little bit of youth, adding a big difference of opinion with us, and it's great. And then Chris being the youngest, he adds a lot of energy, a lot of optimism to the group. Whenever I'm like, I don't think we win, Chris is like, yeah, let me get started. I'm like, yep, there it is. There's the energy I'm looking for. So it's great having the four of us and then adding guests. We've recently had on a Cowboys fan podcast. We had the Chiseled Adonis on, like I said, Green Bean Jets fan we had on. We had Downtown Rams, Alexis and Jake. We've had a lot of guests this season. We're going to have a lot of guests in the offseason, and then we just like having a good time with it.
I love that. And out of curiosity, how did you find Andrew and Chris?
So they have been following us for a while. Chris was, I believe, a part of Command Central's overall landscape. And then when that disbanded, he went off with a few other fellows, when it was just the three of us. And he was like, hey, I would love to, you know, be back on. We gave it some time to thaw. We had recently added Andrew when Chris wanted to. So we're like, let me think about it. Let's figure out if Andrew stays. We gave Andrew what we call our screening process. We gave him 30 days, a few episodes to kind of feel, you know, get the feel out. We really liked him. Did the same thing for Chris. We said, hey, this is how it's going to go. If there's any scheduling issues, just let us know ahead of time and we'll take care of it. But if we don't think this is going to work and you just no show for a while, we got to let you go. But they've been great to, you know, talk with, hang out with. I mean, for them being younger, they're doing really well.
That is so great. And actually, not too long ago, I did, go back through the archives of Ball and Burgundy, and I did watch, Andrew's first episode.
Yeah.
And so, and I've seen a few, over the past several weeks and months. And so, I think it's really fun, Lisa, the way that the camaraderie between each of you and just the pure enthusiasm that you all have for the sport and for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a fan since, 21? This is 2024. I'm going to call it 15 years. So since when I was about 6 or 7, I've been a fan. My entire family is the NFC East. So my dad's a Dallas Cowboys fan. Mom's a New York Giants fan. Sister is an Eagles fan. And myself being the Commanders fan. We just have a blast with it. Justin is a little bit older, so he remembers the days of Joe Gibbs and some of the early 2000s. I was more 2010s and now. And then Chris and Andrew being more of the 2015, 2016 and newer guys. We kind of have a little bit of a history span. And it's just great talking about it. We've talked a lot about this offseason. This season being one of the most tenacious and grueling seasons, especially with Ron Rivera when we record this. Ron Rivera being fired and new ownership coming in, starting hot with all the interview process. Justin said it on the last episode, which was our reaction to week 18 and Ron Rivera being gone. It's the most exciting, Commanders and Washington football fan since we had RG3 in 2012. So we're talking 12 years of just pain and misery and just down in the dumps. Like, you would have thought we were Knicks fans. How bad this looked. But it's great. We're having a blast. Can't wait for the offseason and can't wait to do more.
Yeah, I'm so excited to continue tuning in. And actually, I guess a question for anyone who is just now finding out about the Ballin and Burgundy podcast. So who would you say would be, I guess, the right fit to tune in? Would it be like longtime fans or people who are casual sports viewers? Because I know for sports, you have a wide range of people with their interests.
Yeah. It's kind of for everyone. We obviously are, big Commanders fans. So if you're, if you're a Commanders fan, if you're an NFC East fan, or just a big NFL fan, I would encourage you to go watch us, whether it's for an episode, two episodes, like, subscribe, shameless plug. But even if you're not a big sports fan, you just want to hear, guys talk ball, talk difference of opinion, see, these guys look younger. I wonder what their opinion is versus some of our older compatriots and some of our older sponsors, and shout out to all of them. Like you said, you're not the biggest sports fan, but you tune in, and I sincerely appreciate that, and I thank you for that. And I just hope we make it easy to understand, and we're saying names and talking process. So hopefully it's easy to understand, but whether you're a longtime sports fan, a new sports fan, a rival, non-NFC, even if you're just, I watched the NFL through the Super Bowl type of thing, So still tune in. We're going to have opinions before Super Bowl, post Super Bowl. Anyone can tune in and watch and either have a great time or they will chew me out in the DMs.
Have you had people do that?
Here and there, they'll say, you know, I can't believe you said this. I think one of them was about Taylor Heinicke last offseason not coming back as the starting quarterback. And I have his autograph right up here. And I said, my opinion was you can't have him back if you draft him and you're going to start your young rookie quarterback. Because the moment he goes down or the moment he starts playing bad, you're going to have the stadium chants and the outside interference saying, you know, Taylor's the guy who's going to bring his self-confidence down. And they're like, you know, you don't really mean that. Taylor was the guy. And I'm like, maybe so, but he was a distraction. And even he agreed to a sense that this was Sam Howell's team. He was going to be the starting quarterback. And then Taylor got paid by the Atlanta Falcons 2 years, 20 mil roughly. So he got his payday. Sam got the team for this past season. So can't say everyone won, but everyone played a part in it. And I've had some people like that. Others are like, you're right. This is how it should have gone. So I've gotten both ends of the stick.
Well, that makes perfect sense, though. And I guess for you, was it an adjustment, you know, being a, you know, becoming an online presence first for someone else's platform and then for, you know, for one of your own?
Oh, for sure. For sure. When I was on Command Central, it was, hey, I show up for an hour or two, listen to other people, give my take and then hop off. Now doing our own thing with BIB is I do the hosting because I do all the editing. On our side, I do the posting, I do the Instagram. So I take full reins, take full control of that. They obviously have their talks and I make sure they, you know, get their opinions in, but I take care of the posting, the editing. So going from just kind of showing up and doing my job to now you're the boss or you're, you know, the co-CEO and co-founder as I put myself. It's definitely a big change and a big step up, but I enjoy it. Whether we make money, whether it goes viral or not, that's not the biggest concern right now. I'm having fun with it. Talking ball with fellas that I'm enjoying, you know, enjoying talking to. That's end of the day. It's all good for me.
I love that. And I guess continuing with that, though, you know, so of course, I know that now you mentioned that you are a fourth-year senior at Old Dominion University. And how's your senior year going thus far?
Good so far. I've started my... Like I said, my senior year, got four classes. I've got a little while until graduation. I will be class of 2026 for my 2026 fellows out there and fellows out there. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, it's going well so far. Like I said, graphic design and communications major. So I'm doing a little bit of everything. Taking a photography class for communication. So I'm doing a little bit of everything with senior year.
Well, I mean, I think that's such a great way, at least, to make the most of it. And I'm so glad that at least you're not just sticking with one discipline. Because I think the hardest thing, of course, with, you know, with any type of education is, like, I don't know, just focusing on just one area. I know from my undergrad, I was trying to do a little bit of anything and everything. And even now in graduate school, same thing.
Yeah, well, fun fact, and I'll touch on this real quick. So fun fact about me. For those who know of me and knew me when I was younger, I originally went to school for culinary. When I was stationed in Florida with the family, because father's in the Navy, my freshman year of high school, I went to what they call a college readiness school. So they give you training, whether it was culinary, automotive, aerospace, cosmetics, dental. Like, if you knew what you were going to do, you go to this school or you apply for this high school and you get in. So I went for culinary. I transferred here back to Virginia. Navy moved us. And the two out of my 3 years left of high school, I did our culinary program. And then once that was over, I was like, now what? Did some drawing during classes. I would do little graphics here and there for myself, little like jersey concepts and wrestling gear concepts for fun. And I was like, what else can I do with this? And then transferred into graphic design. But I do be cooking it up in the kitchen.
That's actually really interesting. And so have you always been, you know, interested in, you know, the culinary arts?
Younger me definitely not. And I mean, like I said, I still whip it up in the kitchen. I did a little bit of a salmon and rice last night. was absolutely delicious. But my mom's in the culinary world. She's a Pampered Chef consultant, so she does a lot of selling of but recipes and utensils and cookware and grillware. So I've always been surrounded by culinary and food, and then moving every 2-3 years because of the Navy, you're always somewhere new, always trying new culture, always trying new food. That's why this body is built by bacon and not by broccoli, as I like to put it. But yeah, food's always been, you know, somewhere around me. I've been fortunate enough to where I've not had to go hungry at night. I've always had, you know, meal and roof over my head. I've been very fortunate in life. But yeah, food's always been something I've enjoyed. I was, like I said, I had dinner earlier. Might go snack after this. I probably shouldn't, but I still might go snack.
And, you know, and I guess touching back, though, on, yeah, on growing up. And so,
yeah,
how was it for you, like, having to move every for years or so? And how did that impact, you know, you growing up aside from just your culinary?
Every 2 to 3 years I would hit, and I've done this for two art projects for school, one drawing and one physical. It's I've hit the restart button every time. I did a project last semester, so back in spring or back in fall, where I took a clock and I put every place I had been, and on the back was a restart button. Every time the Navy tells you to move, you hit that restart button. I've hit it 7 times before I was 18 years old. But with that being said, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I've met so many people, been to so many different places. Had so many different experiences. I'll break it down. I've had two tours. So two places in California, two here in Virginia, two in Florida, one in Rhode Island. So it's the same places, but it's cross country. The latest or the one I remember the most was November, December 2009. We moved from California to Virginia. And drove cross country. And I was young. I think I was 8 when that happened. But we drove across country. We took 2 weeks to drive across the U.S. Went through Arizona. Went to the Grand Canyon. Went through Texas. Went through Oklahoma. Went through Alabama. Went through Georgia with our family. And then came up here. Did 5 years here. Then went back to Florida. And then have since come back. But I wouldn't have had it any other way. It's impacted me so much as a person, as, you know, someone who likes food, someone who's actually an introvert when you think about it. As much as I'm in front of the camera, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram, I'm an introvert. You put me out in the middle of the public, I've only got an earbud on, my hood up, looking down, focus on what I need to focus on. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Well, that is so interesting, though, like I said, to hear. And before I ask, you know, where your favorite parts are, I did want to comment, too, on saying that, yeah, even for myself, like, I'm very much an introverted person. And it's so interesting when people are like, it's like, really? But you get to do all these platforms. It's like, well, these are one-on-one conversations for the most part. Yeah. Yeah. Me, you, and the camera.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, out of all the different moves, you know, what would you say have been, like, some of your favorite parts? And is there, like, a particular reason why you would choose that spot?
Virginia, or the ones I can least remember. Virginia, the first time, so December 2009 through June of 2014. That was the biggest one. That was, sixth? Yeah. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, growing up with a bunch of friends in a cul-de-sac. Some people I still follow and talk to today. We would play, you know, street hockey until 9 o'clock at night when the lights were, you know, the pole lights were on, but the sun was out. The parents were like, y'all need to go to bed. But mommy took it out here. It's 9:30. How? Doing that, going to the pool. We all went to school together. We had to walk to middle school because we were outside the bus limit. So we had to walk to middle school every single day during the school year. That's a big one. the Florida the second time. So August of 17, or excuse me, August of 2014 through, let's call it July of 2017. That one really, really, really shaped me and my future. So I finished out eighth grade. I did 7th, 8th grade, and freshman year of high school, I started culinary school. I started Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout class of 2020. So that was an absolute blast. And then coming back here to finish out Scouts, to finish out high school graduating, I was a class 2020 for Scouts and for high school. So I was a COVID class, as we like to put it. And then starting college, I've been ODU. August will make 4 years. Those are the three I remember the most, just because I'm not gonna remember when I'm 3 years old. But everyone's had its ups and downs. Everyone I can remember, you know, fondly of. Yeah.
Well, that is great to hear, though. And of course, while I know that you are at ODU, which is in Virginia, so is your family also in Virginia, or are they back in another location?
My little sister is also here at Old Dominion. She's 2 years younger than I am, so she is a sophomore. But mom and pop are, dad's still in the military. He's still active duty. So they are down south in Florida. And I was just down there for winter break. And I will see my mother in about a month. She comes up for some business trips. So I'll see here. But yeah, I mean, almost every break, I'm back down in Florida, you know, right on base. You know, nice weather, a little windy, a little sandy, but nice weather. If I wasn't in college or hadn't already started ODU, I would have gone down with them.
That makes sense. And yeah, I was just about to ask too. So what made you choose ODU out of all the locations, of course, that you could have chosen?
So I had only applied for 3 colleges, and I had to get my ass waxed, metaphorically speaking, about getting those college, you know, those applications. Because originally I was just going to do TCC, for those who don't know, Tidewater Community College, do my 2 to 3 years and then just figure out a job. My mom was like, no, you have to apply to 3 colleges, or 2 colleges, not including TCC. So I applied for Old Dominion because it was relatively close to home. It was about 20 minutes. I could come home on the weekends, or I could stay here and do whatever I wanted. And the other one was Longwood University, because they had a great graphic design program. And I took a tour during the winter and just wasn't for me. 3 hours from home in the middle of nowhere, I was like, I can't, no way. So ODU was a choice. I have lived on campus all these years. I am in my 3rd dorm in those 3 years. So it's been a lot, but I've had a blast almost the entirety of the time.
Well, I'm glad at least that you've had a blast for a majority of the time anyway. And yeah, although I'm definitely not envious of your long drive from ODU back to Florida and back.
No. Yeah, about 10 and a half, 11 hours with stops and traffic. I started off driving from Florida to Florence, South Carolina. So that was about 5 hours in the car, in the rain. That was fun.
Wow, but at least you safely made it back, and hopefully you did enjoy winter break before the spring semester.
Oh, I did. Oh, absolutely did.
I'm glad to hear it, and I'm glad that you also have the family connection at ODU as well.
Yep. I mean, she originally wanted Alabama, and then she went, she's like, Mom, it's too far from home. I was like, you're not coming to ODU. I'm coming to ODU. No! Try to get away.
Well, nevertheless, you have a nice connection there, whether you want to or not.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, though, I mean, so when you originally came to ODU, did you at least know what you ultimately were going to major in and, like, what type of path that you wanted to go on?
No. My first 2 years, freshman and sophomore year, I was undecided. I did all my gen eds. I did all my math, English, science, and history to an extent. Gen eds will get, I got all my languages done. I got all my option Ds, like my humanitarian classes, my philosophy and psychology classes all done. I didn't declare until March, of my sophomore year, which was March 2022. So 2 years in, spring of sophomore year, I finally declared graphic design. I've had a relative blast. A lot of things could have been better and timing-wise, but I've met so many wonderful people, so many wonderful artists and teachers, so I can't complain all that much.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, that at least it's all sort of working out for you. And I guess, how is the path for you, like, in even trying to find, like, which of the mini majors, because I know they offer just so many thousands of majors, you know, which one of them is the right one for you?
I had originally come in as undecided. I always knew graphic design was in the back of my head. My folks would say, hey, give OD 1 year. That's all we ask, is you start with 1 year. If you don't like it or something goes wrong, you can always come home. We'll support you. You get a job, figure out another school. But I always had stuff on the side, whether, you know, mostly for me. So little wrestling gear things, different jersey concepts. I was drawing football players for fun. So I was like, all right, let me see where this goes. Now, advising. That was the rough part. I was really supposed to graduate. I was supposed to graduate with my class of 24 folks, and advising was like, yeah, no, you got 2 more years left. I was like, all right, first of all, if you're just going to take advantage of me, might as well just take me out to dinner first. But secondly, you might as well just let me know this ahead of time. But they did not, but I am still here. Still working, and thus I added communications as a minor.
Well, at the very least, if you're going to be here, you might as well take advantage of it, and definitely sounds like that's what you're doing.
Exactly. Trying to, at least.
Yeah, and how far along was it until you actually found out?
I was in my junior year around... Junior year? Yeah, spring of junior year, I was doing my advising for the senior year, and I go in, and I'm like, all right, I'm 24, right? They're like, please sit down. I'm like, oh, no. Those magic three words, please sit down. It was almost like your parents saying, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. You're like, this ain't gonna be good. They're like, yeah, so 26 is what you're looking like. I said, what? And we broke it down. We went down summer classes I got to take. I got to take 2 to 3 of these graphic design classes, spring and fall. I got to finish out my art histories. I'm like, all right. So I went back to my dorm. I ate a little bit of food I probably shouldn't have been eating. And then no, it was not edibles. I do not smoke. I do not drink. I am straight edge, as the folks would call it. But I came back, I had a few snacks, a few too many snacks, so I was in a food coma, and I thought about it, and I said, okay, what would it take for me to get as many credits left while also being covered by insurance? Because insurance was the big thing. I needed 12 to 15 credits to be considered a full-time student and to make sure I'm covered. Because I'm in an apartment, I want all this stuff covered, insurance, if God forbid something happened. And they're like, you need to have about 12 more classes to fill up. I was like, all right, what would communications do as a minor? They said it would add 15. I said, okay. I do podcasting anyways. I'm on social media. Might as well see what I can do with this. And exactly what I'm doing right now.
I mean, you know, I'm so glad, at least, like I said, you're making the best of a very not ideal situation, and they definitely should provide you some more time there.
You would think, but I was the COVID class, so a lot of things were out of whack. A lot of faculty turnover happened, so it is what it is. I can't go back and change the past. If I could, I would have made myself about 150 pounds lighter, 2 inches taller, and a few other things, but it is what it is.
Out of curiosity, do you know, like, I guess, where exactly you managed to lose all this time?
Losing time between 2020 and now, First of all, watching football, just hauling butt watching football, watching a lot of YouTube, probably watching too much YouTube, whether it's, like I said, Chiseled Adonis, Urinating Tree, Rio Robinson, shout out my guy Rio, whether it's MMG, YouTuber, Tom Grossi, you know, watching a lot of sports, a lot of Marvel, a lot of DC, a lot of Star Wars, doing movies. I would go out with friends. I would draw for the life of me. I would draw. I would watch pro wrestling. I would go to a few pro wrestling shows. Just anything I could to pass time. I went to the gym a little bit, and that has since dwelled away.
That makes sense. And I guess touching back on the gym part, though, is that like a priority that that you have at all, like to try to continue with or restart, you know, within 2024?
I need to restart. I absolutely need to restart in 2024. It has been a while. I've gained quite some pounds. The height helps, you know, conceal some of it. But no, I need to get back in the gym. I need to start losing some pounds. I just need to eat healthier to begin with, which I try to do anyways. I'm not eating popcorn. I don't really eat candy all that much. But for me, it's the sweet teas I could cut out on. It's some of the chips I could cut out on. It's some of the ice cream I could cut out on. So I just got to eat better, get more fruits and veggies involved, get back on the exercise. Just I got to be more consistent.
That makes sense. And I, of course, wish you all the best with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And you mentioned a little bit, too, that you are involved in a lot of fandoms, not just with, you know, your, you know, with your sports and everything. And so what fandom would you say, I guess, you are the most involved in?
Oh, the most involved in. It's a tie between football, my Washington Commanders, and the pro wrestling community. I am followers of a lot. I watch WWE, I watch NXT, I watch AEW, I watch a little Ring of Honor, I watch a little New Japan. I go back and watch some PWG, which is a pro wrestling gorilla. As a recording, AEW has come to Chartway Arena on January 14th, Saturday, so I will be at that show for AEW Collision and Battle of the Belts 7, 8, 8. So I'll be at that show. And if anybody watches this episode whenever this comes on, you were like, I knew that guy looked familiar. Just come and say hi. Or text me and say, yeah, I was there and I might remember you. But yeah, I would say football and pro wrestling.
And how long have you been like I know that you mentioned earlier that when exactly you sort of fell in love with football, but when did pro wrestling, like, I guess, occur to you as something to follow?
When would I say I fell in love with pro wrestling? 2012, 2013. My dad would throw it on the TV as kind of background noise if he would lay on the couch. And I wasn't supposed to watch it. Wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to be going to sleep. I would sneak downstairs and watch it. Or I would get up early in the morning and watch the DVR. Parents did not like me watching it one bit. If I tried to watch it on YouTube, they're like, you know you can't watch that. I try to do wrestling moves on the couch cushions, on the stuffed animals, on my sister, on friends. Not supposed to be doing that. But just over time, it became more and more and more of what I would watch and try to emulate and enjoy. And the AEW show I'm going to will be the third one they've done here at Chartway and the third show I've been to.
That's outstanding. And it sounds like nothing was going to stop you from watching that.
Nope. Once I got hooked, it was kind of lights out. Let's wrap it up. Call it a day. As Chisel would say, take the L out of lover. It's over, brother. Once I got hooked on, it was hook, line, and sinker from there.
Wow, definitely a true fan at heart. And yeah, I mean, how do you keep up with all of the different fandoms from your sports to the Marvel to DC to everything else?
It's a lot. My Instagram feed is all over the place. But I have my moments. At times, I will just want to watch Marvel. I'll just want to watch, you know, theories and what ifs and whatnot. Other times it's like, I need to focus on the football. I need to get the football in place. I'll watch the games. I'll make notes of every drive, every touchdown, what time, how, like everything like that. Other times it's like, all right, time for a little bit of Star Wars. At other times, all right, what is pro wrestling going on? Like right now, as of recording, and I'm sure this will go out later, is TNA or Impact Wrestling, formerly known Impact Wrestling, now rebranded as TNA Total Nonstop Action, just debuted all their new pro wrestling title belts, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So I've been following that feed. I'm like, these belts are gorgeous. And then at the end of the month will be WWE's Royal Rumble match, and I will be watching that.
Well, I definitely hope that you have enjoyable viewing.
Thank you, thank you. I hope so, too. These shows better be good.
Yeah, I definitely hope that they are for you. And yeah, and I guess out of them, yeah, out of all of these fandoms, of course, I did want to ask you, yeah, just a tad about, you know, your Marvel fandom, since I do know I have a few viewers, equally, of course, myself, who are very into it. And so, I guess, what would you say has been, like, I guess, your favorite piece of, like, I guess your favorite piece of Marvel over these past few years?
Oh, that is a good question. I'm going to break this down by movies and TV shows. I'm going to break it down this way. Movies-wise, I have three. Infinity War, Black Panther, and my personal number one. Y'all can come find me on Instagram and roast me. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, might be the greatest Marvel movie they have ever produced. Ever. The scoring, so meaning like the songs and the music, the cinematography, the script. Could have been just a tad bit better, but overall, the storyline, the execution, the emotion, the little bit of CGI, all that, just chef's kiss, beautiful. Black Panther, God bless, God rest Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan. A phenomenal, phenomenal Killmonger. And Infinity War, I have Infinity War and Endgame kind of one, kind of 3A, 3B for me. Because those are just 3-hour pieces. I cried during Infinity War when Black Panther just gets yeeted off the side and Tony's like, I am Iron Man. And it snaps. I'm like, you son bitch. Got Iron Man helmet around here somewhere. And then TV shows, I would have to go What If, the animated series. That's a piece of art. I'm gonna go TV shows as the Disney Plus shows. I want to say Daredevil and Luke Cage and Iron Fist and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. For me, those are top tier shows, but for most viewers, they know the Disney Plus. So What If, I think WandaVision was really, really good. And I think Moon Knight, as a lot of people are going to give it flack, I think Moon Knight was really well and a sneaky, sneaky good show. And everyone loves to rag on Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I think those are just some, you know, good ones there. And for myself, as a TV person and as someone with a bachelor's degree in media studies, WandaVision, I think, is like top down my favorite Disney Plus show, you know, out of the group. And for myself, who has seen countless sitcoms, you know, from different decades, I think, and especially being in the middle of 2021 and the COVID-19 pandemic, I want to say that the show also kind of messed with my head because my mind would like to auto-populate it having more episodes than what it did.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I wish some of them had more episodes, but with COVID restrictions and time restraints, and I think when Disney got the new CEO, it went from Iger to someone else, and I think it's back to Iger right now. They just wanted shows pumped out, like Kim Kardashian and Nick Cannon babies, just one after the other, and I'm like, all right, slow your roll a little bit. But talking with that, I wanted to get your thoughts on Secret Invasion. To me, the absolute worst Disney Plus show they have ever produced. I could go days about how bad this show is. I want to get your thoughts on that.
So, okay. What's so interesting about that is I was somewhat excited for, I mean, to tune in. 2022 was just it was a busy time for me. And so, like, I didn't have as much time to devote to my Marvel fandom as much as I'd like. But 2023, I was like, okay, we have a new show and Fury's going to be in it. And I remember I tuned in to the first episode. I was kind of confused. And then after that, I got busy and I've never
Right.
felt a need to see more than episode one.
Fair. Absolutely fair. I've seen so many theories, whether it's Screen Crush, whether it's film theory, whether it's Star Wars theory, shout out to all of them, and so many other channels, that either should have been a 20 episode series. Or you make it a movie. You gave us, I think it was 6 or 8 episodes of just Nick Fury on a leash. Like, the MCU is so grand, and you have Skrulls, and you have Super People, and you have Captain Marvel, and they made the show about yay big. This you either should have made this grounded. No, this was a show that was grounded on Earth when you have Skrulls who are trying to get every superpower under the sun, and now you just made Gaia the strongest SOB in the MCU. You've got Groot, you've got Captain Marvel, you've got Frost Giant. You've got Drax, you've got Extremis powers. I'm like, what are you on? I was so excited for the show that I was like, all right, let me watch the episodes. I think it'll be good. And then I watched them, solely disappointed. Solely disappointed.
Wow. Wow. Like I said, now I almost feel tempted to go watch the rest of the episodes just so I can like add on to that commentary there.
I think you should. It's gonna sound bad because I just bagged on it for so long. Watch the episodes because it's a star-studded cast. It's Samuel L. Jackson. It's Emilia Clarke. It's Colby Smulders. It's who is the man I'm thinking of? Lars or Mars Mikkelsen. I think it's one of the two. And if I'm wrong, y'all can tell me I'm wrong. But plays the other guy. Like so many good, great actors, and they gave him a bad show. Like this thing was reshot like 5 times, twice because of the whole Russia-Ukraine thing. But it was so unbelievably bad, and so many plot. Oh, I could go on for days. I want to get past this topic, but I could go on for days.
Wow. I definitely, like I said, will have to, continue watching the rest of it, and I'll have to send you a message and let you know
Oh,
like what I think.
absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, and yeah, I can definitely tell you are, like I said, really engrossed within the fandom. And I guess as another mention, I did want to say too that outside of just the Disney Plus shows, I would have to say a personal favorite of mine was Marvel's Agents of Shield, which I thought was an
Yeah.
amazing show.
It was a good show. I think the first, I think it's what, 6 seasons, 7 seasons? No. How many seasons are there? 8?
There were 7 seasons. The first 5 had 22 episodes each. The last 2 had
Yep.
13 episodes.
Okay. The first 3 seasons, outstanding. The other ones, I lost count and I haven't gone back to watch because they were on Netflix and then they were off Netflix and then they were on like Hulu and then they were off Hulu. But I think the best non-Disney Plus show, in my opinion, Daredevil. That it's just outstanding.
I have heard that several times over, and while the Netflix shows, well, originally Netflix shows, are a little bit like a tad more violent than my taste per se. I, from what I've seen, I appreciate like the work in the storylines that I have heard about and I've read about. And I guess as a tad bit before we move on to the next topic too, is that for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you ever should pick it up, season 4 was my favorite. Season 4 and season 7.
I will probably go back and rewatch them once I have a chance. But I'm just excited that Matt Murdock is coming back. Charlie
Cox. I
forget the actor's name. Thank you. Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio. I forget how to say his last name. I think it's Italian. But that they're back as Matt Murdock and as Kingpin. Just give me the other two. Give me Deborah Ann Wolfe. And give me Froggy. Give me them back in the MCU, and you will have me hook, line, and sinker.
Well, I hope that you get your wish, and I guess we'll see you sooner as opposed to later.
Please, please, please.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just truly remarkable without how you're able to, I mean, like I said, to encompass so many different fandoms. And actually, I did want to shift gears a bit. So I know you mentioned earlier, some of the amazing like posters and everything you have on the side of you, but are you able to speak about some of them?
Yeah. So these about five you see, six on screen, is just about a quarter of what I have on this wall. And I can always share photos later. I don't want to move my camera too much and make you guys a little bit seasick. But I'll take this one down. So this is a created poster by me, but it has Taylor Heineke's signature on it. I've gotten this signed and what's the word I'm looking for? Certified by JSA. I have the Cowboy Killer Santana Moss. I have the Big Commanders poster up here. A very good buddy of mine, Andre, shout out Andre, Jet Life on Instagram. He made this fabulous Kobe print and gave that to me for free. So I sincerely appreciate that. This is by a woman, Lorna K.A. on Instagram. She's, I believe, a Russian artist. Beautiful, beautiful Captain Rex and Ahsoka. Then I got, let's see if I can move this a little bit. So this is the Mandalorian as a wolf with Baby Yoda as a little youngling. And then Anakin in like a very different thing. And then I made this King James nail art in high school. In high school, so I kept on into it every for since. But yeah, this is a quarter to what I have on this entire wall.
Wow, that's just outstanding. How long have you been like collecting all of these different posters and making things, collecting things?
The earliest one I have on this wall, at least, is I think 2017, and I'm staring at it right now. Actually, is when I was in New York, in between moves. Is Heroes Hideout, which is a big comic book store and Funko Pop store and whatnot. Shout out to them. They would do autograph signings through the summer, whether it was pro wrestlers, actors, voiceovers, stuff like that. So I got to see WWE Hall of Fame Lita and got her autograph from her to me. And ever since then, I've collected autographs. I've collected art. In the Florida home, I have hundreds of Funko Pops. From Marvel, DC, Star Wars, wrestling, actors, athletes, all that. It's an investment. I have blown the bank so many times. But at the end of the day, we all have an obsession or a hobby. And mine is collecting autographs and Funko Pops and different art and stuff like that.
That's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can't complain.
Yeah, and of course, I know that you do some freelance art work on the side with your graphic design.
Yes, I do. As of, I believe it was back on Monday, the January 8th, I announced that I am officially open for freelance hiring opportunities. So sports graphics, logos, t-shirt designs, wallpapers, poster designs, stuff like that. If you need help with that, I am very inexpensive. I am very well to work with. I crank stuff out relatively fast. And I would love to help anybody and everyone who needs a little bit of help and would love to hire someone.
That is amazing. And if anyone would like to check you out for both your Ballin and Burgundy podcast and for your graphic design, where are the best places for them to do so?
For the Ballin and Burgundy podcast, we are on Instagram at Ballin and Burgundy podcast, on TikTok at Ballin and Burgundy podcast, on Twitter at BIB podcast 22. Because some knucklehead took the Ballin and Burgundy podcast, so I had to come up with something else. And then on YouTube at Ballin and Burgundy podcast, you can type it in. It's four words: Ballin in Burgundy podcast. But everything else social media wise, it's all together that I like the way they do. And for my graphic design, at JRDArt1818 on Instagram. I have everything over there, so you can share me over there. I'm on Fiverr, I'm on Gondola, and I should be on Behance relatively soon. And I also have a website that jonathanrdowd.wixsite.com. I have all my stuff over there. For those who want to see my full vast arsenal of graphics, and I did some photography.
Absolutely love that. Where do you find the time?
Anywhere I can. I currently am without a job. I am a, as I've stolen a little bit of the catchphrase, I am a professional stay-at-home son, as a buddy of mine, the Chiseled Adonis, would say. So I've been... I mean, I've done it between work, between school, between church, whether it's a Monday night, a Friday night, during lunch, during class, on the phone with people. Like, I do wherever I can. Not working has given me more time to focus on it, but I just find the time wherever I can.
That makes perfect sense. And yeah, and I absolutely, like I said, love that designation that you've given yourself. Reminds me of myself. I definitely refer to myself as a stay-at-home brother between all of my grad school work and podcasting. I can't even think of all the other stuff I do. There's just a lot.
Yeah. Well, as Chisel would say, if you're a professional stay-at-home son, you make sure the dishes are done, you make sure the trash is taken out, and you make sure those baseboards are clean, make sure those toilets are wiped, and you make sure the mail is in the house when they get home. As he puts it, you are the bitch of the household, and you made sure of it, but you get free meals and laundry out of it, so give or take.
That is quite true. And yeah, like I said, this has been so fun, Jonathan. I'm so glad I had a chance to speak with you. And last but certainly not least, I did want to allow for a moment for you to go ahead and close our episode with whether it be an inspirational thought, life lesson, or whatever the case may be. The floor is all yours.
Well, I do appreciate coming on. It has been an absolute honor and a blessing to come on and talk with you. We've talked for a while off screen through text and email, so I do appreciate coming on. For those watching, but like I said, you can find me over on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter for BIB and for my podcast. So there's a shameless plug there. But for an inspirational quote and to send us off, I will say two things. I'm going to quote Chiseled because he has something that should stick true to everyone. You need to commit to the commitment of consistency. You need to do whatever you can to be as consistent as possible, whether it's graphic design, whether it's podcasting, in the gym, cooking at home, marriage, relationships, jobs, taking care of pets, whatever you fall in love with and follow, you make sure you hold that dear and near to your heart and you work tirelessly to make sure your dreams come true. And I will sign off for myself as I normally do on BIB. Like I said, like, subscribe, follow Brandon. He is an absolute blessing and an honor as a host. Follow him, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Spotify, whether it is on YouTube, wherever he does it, y'all go follow him. He's been an absolute pleasure to me and an honor to come on. And with that being said, y'all don't forget to stay ballin'.
I absolutely love that. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for all your support, for coming on, and please keep me in touch.
Absolutely. I will keep you in touch, and I can't thank you enough. Can't thank you enough.
I love it. For those tuning in, thank you so much, as always, for tuning in to the Tanson Talk Show. I always love doing this, and I know that we're going to continue on our mission to bring people together. I'll see you in our spring season. Take care.